Chapter 18. After these things he departed from Athens and came to Corinth. And he found a certain Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy, and Priscilla his wife, because of the fact that Claudius had ordered all the Jews to depart from Rome. So he went to them, and on account of being of the same trade, he stayed at their home, and they worked, for they were tent makers by trade. However, he would give a talk in the synagogue every Sabbath, and would persuade Jews and Greeks. When now both Silas and Timothy came down from Macedonia, Paul began to be intensely occupied with the word, witnessing to the Jews to prove that Jesus is the Christ. But after they kept on opposing and speaking abusively, he shook out his garments and said to them, "Let your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean. From now on, I will go to people of the nations." Accordingly, he transferred from there and went into the house of a man named Titius Justus, a worshipper of God, whose house was adjoining the synagogue. But Crispus, the presiding officer of the synagogue, became a believer in the Lord, and so did all his household. And many of the Corinthians that heard began to believe and be baptized. Moreover, by night, the Lord said to Paul through a vision, "Have no fear, but keep on speaking and do not keep silent, because I am with you, and no man will assault you so as to do you injury, for I have many people in this city." So he stayed set there 1 year and 6 months, teaching among them the word of God. Now while Gallio was proconsul of Achaia, the Jews rose up with one accord against Paul and led him to the judgment seat, saying, "Contrary to the law, this person leads men to another persuasion in worshiping God." But as Paul was going to open his mouth, Gallio said to the Jews, "If it were indeed some wrong or a wicked act of villainy, O Jews, I would with reason put up patiently with you. But if it is controversies over speech and names and the law among you, you yourselves must see to it. I do not wish to be a judge of these things." With that he drove them away from the judgment seat. So they all laid hold of Sosthenes, the presiding officer of the synagogue, and went to beating him in front of the judgment seat. But Gallio would not concern himself at all with these things. However, after staying quite some days longer, Paul said goodbye to the brothers and proceeded to sail away for Syria, and with him Priscilla and Aquila, as he had the hair of his head clipped short in Cenchrea, for he had a vow. So they arrived at Ephesus, and he left them there. But he himself entered into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. Although they kept requesting him to remain for a longer time, he would not consent, but said goodbye and told them, "I will return to you again, if Jehovah is willing." And he put out to sea from Ephesus and came down to Caesarea. And he went up and greeted the congregation and went down to Antioch. And when he had passed some time there, he departed and went from place to place through the country of Galatia and Phrygia, strengthening all the disciples. Now a certain Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, an eloquent man, arrived in Ephesus, and he was well versed in the Scriptures. This man had been orally instructed in the way of Jehovah, and as he was aglow with the Spirit, he went speaking and teaching with correctness the things about Jesus, but being acquainted with only the baptism of John. And this man started to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him into their company and expounded the way of God more correctly to him. Further, because he was desiring to go across into Achaia, the brothers wrote the disciples, exhorting them to receive him kindly. So when he got there, he greatly helped those who had believed on account of God's undeserved kindness. For with intensity he thoroughly proved the Jews to be wrong publicly, but he demonstrated by the Scriptures that Jesus was the Christ.